Today's episode of Arvo at the Aquarium is brought to you by...
In trying to bring email into the 21st century, we are faced with a challenge. How do we completely redesign and recreate something while keeping it exactly the same? The answer is Gmail Blue.
You click on Compose, the button Compose, blue. The word Compose itself, blue.
Boldface is blue, underline is blue. Italics is blue as well.
You write in the body of the email, the font comes up blue. You don't have to make it blue, it is blue. It just is blue.
The little lines, they're in blue. When you go into help, it's blue.
It's Gmail, only bluer. We experimented with a lot of different colors.
We tried orange, brown. Brown was a disaster. We tried yellow.
The inspiration of blue came from nature.
Ocean, sky, blue whales.
A blue that was reminiscent of nature, but better than what nature created. Gmail Blue is, it just opens a lot of doors that haven't been opened before.
I think the first thought that's going to come to the end user's mind is, I can't believe I waited this long for this.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
This is Moscow.
I just made that up.
Ooh, electronica nista. That's kind of a lot of syllables
in it. It's afternoon tea at the aquarium.
I mean, I didn't get into this to, like, eat things. Last night, trying to eject a French film out of my VCR.
That sounds terrible.
With Doc Normal.
Can you fix this?
And Robin Police.
There's people in there, and they're dancing, and then the colors change, and then it's great, and then your screensaver kicks in.
Hey!
I'm Robin Police. Have you tried, like, a dial of cheese?
It's very morning zoo.
On House of Sound.
Oh, God.
Hello there. This is Robin Police coming at you for House of Sound, the afternoon tea at the aquarium with...
Doc Normal.
This is our special recovery show because I'm sure that you, like us, have had a crazy, crazy weekend.
Oh, yes. And a crazy, crazy day, too.
So we hope that was enough BPMs for you. I tried to keep the BPMs to a minimum.
That was nice. That was very, very nice.
Gotta keep it slow.
Oh, hello.
Although, I guess I should have just played slow jams instead, but I kind of fell asleep when I was working on the mix.
Can't you do like what I do and play the soft rock ballads? You know, the Time Life series. Do I need to pull that up here? Hosted by the guys from Air Supply. They're going to be our new sponsor.
Whoa! I have not heard Air Supply, that name, in a long time.
Come on. Surely.
And I have not heard them in a long time either, so this is exciting.
You haven't played this before, I thought. Something seems weird right now. But this isn't...
What? This is...
This is just somebody who put this together. Yes, welcome to Afternoon Tea at the Aquarium. It's Monday.
And I bet you're coming home, trying not to fall asleep at the wheel. We're going to assist you.
Oh, God.
And having a terrible car accident.
All right. That's a drag.
That was also not Air Supply. So
no, that was the
this is what happens when you don't have things queued up.
I didn't have it queued up, the guys, but you can find it. You can go up there and
got a queue.
It's
got a queue.
It's the sound bites that have the guys are just like sitting on a couch and they're like going, "Don't you remember those soft rock years? Oh yeah," and they're looking at each other. It's very cute. I'll find it at the break or something. We won't worry about it.
Which do you think is softer, yacht rock or soft rock?
Ooh, I don't know. Yacht, like as in yacht rock.
Well, yacht rock, like in no, like in Christopher Cross.
Oh,
it's based off of.
I thought you were talking about like Clara Evans.
No. I mean, so there was a television show, and I used internet show. Do we have internet shows now?
Yes.
Okay. So there was an internet show a long time ago on Channel 101 called Yacht Rock. It was about, you know, Christopher Cross and all those, that type of, that genre of.
really
slow rock, and how they were like fighting. They were fighting each other in the 70s. Like, it was like, even though their music was very slow, their interactions were really violent and drunk and awful. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it because I haven't seen that show in a long time.
My favorite, Christopher Cross. This is my favorite Christopher Cross tune. God, it's got a long... Okay, I'm starting to tear up just as we speak. Do you know this tune?
I do. I'm going to be ashamed and say I do.
It's the best that you can do. Otherwise known as... Arthur's theme. I'm a very drunk Dudley Moore.
Oh, I always wondered why it was called Arthur's theme.
Because it was from the movie.
There was a movie?
Yeah, called Arthur. With Dudley Moore.
Oh.
York City. Okay, enough of that. I don't want to have to pay for that. oh, dear Lord. Yes, yes. I was in high school, and I was hanging out with a lady friend of mine that I was kind of sort of dating. That got real complicated because... we agreed to go to the prom, and then she ended up getting a boyfriend and then said, you know that prom thing that we agreed to? Can we just switch that up? Because I need to bring my boyfriend now. And it's like, well, I'm not going to make it a threesome. And then and she said, well, maybe you can take someone else, you know?
Oh, ow.
We were mate. No. I'm sorry, I got the story wrong. I had to take her to the prom. I still had to take her to the prom.
Is it because you had the car?
Something like that.
Wow, that's awkward.
I still had to take her to the prom so that she can then go dance with her boyfriend.
Wow. I'm actually gonna play a very small violin, not the world's smallest.
Yeah, but you know what's funny?
Yes.
I had to take her home that night. And we were like kind of in a room. She's like, oh, it is the prom, you know, if... I don't know. you took me to the prom. If you want me to do anything here. And at that point, I think I was just so down with everything. It's like, I hate prom. That I just was like, no. And I just left. No, I don't want to wake up your parents. This has been a shitty night.
You should have did what we did, which was just go to the arcade.
Yeah, well, this was back in the, you know...
pre-arcade.
Proto-arcade. But anyway, we went on a date once down to the Selwood Theater, which is now Columbia Sportswear, next to the Starbucks.
Sorry, I'm just going to picture you holding hands with somebody
exactly,
in Columbia.
Exactly, like right there. And they had a theater, and we saw Arthur, and we, you know, and it was, you know, it was this, you know... Yeah, it was holding hands. Yeah. Anyway, and then we took a walk on the Selwood Bridge, and we got halfway to the middle of the Selwood Bridge, and you know we were holding hands, and we, you know, I was like, you know, holding her and kissing, and you know, we kissed a little bit and stuff.
I'll be indoors.
And then we just sort of stood and looked over the Willamette River. And she turns to me, no shit. She turns to me and she says, have you ever thought about jumping off of a bridge? No, seriously.
I almost want her to have farted really loudly.
No, this is better. So the whole time I'm walking back from the middle of the Selwood Bridge back to Tacoma to the theater there, I'm like standing between her and the Willamette River, because the last thing I want to do, I met her parents, she had nice parents, it was a nice sort of a Catholic thing going on there. The last thing I wanted to do was go back to her parents in Damascus and go, yeah, you know your daughter? She jumped off a bridge and committed suicide while on a date with me.
She just kind of just wanted to jump off the bridge.
Oh, by the way, otherwise, Arthur's great movie. Funny. Very funny. You guys should go see it sometime. Date night or something. Fuck.
No, because then that song would really make you cry.
Anyway, no kidding. True story. So what do we have in store today? What do we have planned? Because we have all these plans, right?
Well, Mr. Dr. Normal, we have a selection of beers that were provided by you and your staff.
Yeah.
In order to have a wonderful, delightful beer tasting.
It's beer tasting in the spirit of canned tea tasting.
In the spirit of disgusting canned tea tasting, we bring you...
And disgusting tiny wine tasting.
Disgusting tall boy...
Well, we don't know.
Trials. Because these are all tall boys.
Why don't you...
Except for these ones that are slightly taller.
Super. Big gulp, tall boys.
Yeah. Is it a big gulp if it's... Well, we need to actually... You see, you should have gone to 7-Eleven for the cups.
I have no idea.
No,
well,
this
is 24 ounces.
Right. But you should have gotten like the big gulp and then just put the big...
Right.
Yeah. That's very spatial. I'm not good at the joke telling.
So you're over there. Do you want to read off...
Sure. From right to left or left to right?
Well, we kind of got the bookends of American beer.
Right. So from the bookends,
right.
On one side is Coors Light, which is, according to this can, cold.
Yeah.
And almost super cold.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other one is Budweiser.
The king of beers.
The classic
so
king
they
of
say.
Beer. Now owned by InBev.
Mm-hmm.
And rounding out the middle, starting from the Budweiser, going to the Miller High Life, which is the champagne of beers.
Mm. Does it say that on there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You can actually...
I knew that's what they called it one time. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had it with orange juice to make a beer mimosa.
Oh, God.
That's not too bad if you're hungover.
Oh.
Which I wish that my weekend involved being hungover.
Getting hungover just thinking about it.
Oh, Lord. A nice can of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
The most ironic beer in Portland.
Hams, which is... Where? Hams.
I can't remember. Isn't that up Washington way, too?
I always just assumed it was, like, kind of Midwestern.
Yeah maybe. You might be right. I tried to go local here, because the next two...
Yeah, the next two are Rainier, which I can never figure out how to pronounce, seeing as
it's
how
it's pronounced like this. Rainier Now, everyone in a different age bracket that's older than you
yes.
and grew up in this area knows exactly what I was referring to.
Ah, damn it.
It was a commercial.
I figured as much.
You saw a motorcycle driving down the highway. I think the Rainier Mountain was the forest, beautiful Washington up there. And all you heard was someone on mic going, Rainy beer. God, that's annoying. Okay, show's canceled.
No, it's okay. I mean, I thought it was bad enough that I actually remembered Spuds McKenzie, but that's worse.
Yeah.
You win.
I'm the link between both of you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know it, right? We're getting production instructions. But
our production supervisor is telling us that she is the missing link between the two of us. She is the Lucy to our group.
I know about that Yacht Rock.
She grew up here.
Oh.
I can bridge that gap.
Oh, good. She can bridge the gap.
Between Yacht Rock and...
I almost wish that we could, like... I almost want to remix this really bad for some reason.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But with Jay-Z, because everybody does.
Now I'm jonesing for some Michael McDonald right now.
Oh, crap. Actually, I need
to... A little minute by minute or something like that.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Okay, last beer.
Last beer, but not the least beer. The Olympia.
Olympia. Very popular around here. I'd say the three. Well, I'd say the four in the middle.
It's a House of Sound favorite.
Yeah. We could have gone on. Didn't get the Genesee. I think that's what it's called. I know a lot of these. Jay Martin has had DJ Highway 7. So what are we going to start with?
We are going to start with the...
Should we go Northwest?
Let's start Northwest and let's proceed down the terribleness.
Okay.
I'm okay with the Northwest beers for some reason.
And I'm going to regret it.
Let's go Olympia.
Olympia. Your cup's up there.
Yes. This is true, but...
Oh, very nice. Very nice, very nice. Olympia beer.
Hand me your cup.
Okay.
Senor Dr. Normal. Normal.
Was this one, or was it Rainier's? Tumwater, Washington.
Tumwater. Where is Tumwater?
I don't know. Is that what it says on there?
Well, Olympia.
Olympia.
It would be.
Let's get that nice old school American lager
beer smell,
soapy smell.
Well, actually, it's manufactured by Pabst now. So,
well, that's what we're going to find out. That's what we're trying to find out. Is there any difference between any of these beers? And I didn't get to. Well, Blitz Weinhardt.
This just makes me think about like,
but no Henry's
Kill Rock Stars, the record label for some reason.
Okay, well, maybe a beer, a nice American lager taste.
Smells American-y.
It's kind of a, I don't know.
I think I poured it foamy.
You did. I was going to say a little bit of a head on this there. I mean, that's okay.
I got ahead of myself.
That's okay in Germany, but.
Can't we pretend that we're in Germany? I'll speak all of the German that I know. Liebfrau Milt.
Prost.
Prost.
Ein Prosit, ein Prosit. That's not too bad. Here, we might need to pour it out a little bit.
Yeah. We don't have a spittoon.
Did we talk about what we were listening to earlier?
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about the set list.
Why don't I let you do the set list?
Okay.
And I'll pour you a little more Olympia.
Oh, well, I have some Olympia, but that's okay. I will tell you the set list anyway, you, the home audience. I started out with Ikiru by Tokyo Jihen, and for some reason I couldn't read kanji for a second, but I'm okay. Uncle Walter by Ben Folds 5, Sick in the Head by The Anxieties. Good local band. Maybe they'll actually, I think they're playing again. This MP3 says it's Duncan Dancing by Non-Band, but I do not believe that because I got it off of some punk comp. I have to research this one. After that was Do You by Neon Line. Neon Line is actually a friend of mine, the band, that is. Then after that was And Hand Solo by Miro Bell. Correo Interno by... come on here. Imperio Diablo. I'm also now using Mix, which is cool. Don LaSalle by Ire Revoltas. I think Ire Revoltas was actually playing recently. Calling Cards by Madness. Golden Throne by Mikachu and the Shapes. And we ended with Turbo Thiz Pet Nation by Mochi Pet, who's actually playing this week or next week. He's in town.
Where? You don't know.
No, I do know, because I was going to get tickets, and then I forgot.
Chris Cross has some thinking music for you, if you'd like.
I'd love some Jeopardy music if we need to remember to queue up all the stuff.
Yeah, I know. We have... my headphones are crapping out doing that thing again.
I told you, you gotta, with these headphones...
There's not much here on the Olympia beer. It just, it has their tagline at the top. It's the water. It's the water.
It's the water.
And so, yeah, Olympia.
So it's
and
probably,
it is a little bit, even I was trying to pour it without a head and it's a lot...
I don't think, yeah, but it kind of goes down nicely and it's not, as far
it's
as...
smooth.
It is surprisingly smooth, and it doesn't have that weird sugary taste.
Right.
That other similar beers
right.
in the American lager
not too bad.
Continuum have.
So, you know what day it is
okay.
today?
Okay, I got it. Mochi Pet is playing at Branks on April 13th.
Where's Branks?
Roture. So that would be like around Washington and a third, like, you know, so there's Produce Row. I don't remember what street it's actually on.
East
I always
side?
Get lost. It's on the east side.
Okay, it's on the east side.
It's around, it like, Produce Row.
I shouldn't even ask. People, if they want to look at it, they've got a browser. They can
yeah,
look
they've
it up.
Got the... Oh, that's right. They're on the internet to listen to this show.
Something like that.
They've got those tubes, and they're working.
Speaking of which, big news day today.
Wow, what was the news?
The Pirate Bay.
Mm.
The Pirate Bay. You heard that. Now, you remember that the Pirate Bay was decided that they wanted to move their servers to North Korea.
Oh, that the hoax? Yes, I remember that.
Oh, a hoax?
It was a hoax.
Well, they posted on their blog today today, Monday.
For April. Serious, they're going to do it?
This is directly from the Pirate Bay, from their blog, The Freedom Bay. You probably heard about our recent move to North Korea. Many of you rightfully bashed us for siding with a dictatorship. We want you to know that we have listened to your critique. So without further ado, we hereby announce that we have moved our servers from the evil North Korea to the greatest fucking nation in the entire world, the United States of America. Fuck yeah. We have worked closely. Yeah. We have worked closely. Oh, yes. Yeah, so you want the, or we can do the news intro, too.
Oh, right.
United States of America news. We have worked closely with the awesome American government, remember, this is the Pirate Bay, to establish a strong military-graded server park that will endure any nuclear attacks that Kim Jong-un and his evil allies will send at us. Along with this move to the greatest country in the universe, we will soon remove all torrents from North Korea, China, Iran, France, and Islamistan. I don't know what that means. I'm just reading this off the blog. American torrents will be seeded with extra power to ensure that you'll get your American dose extra fast. America, fuck yeah. And with that, they now have named themselves the Freedom Bay. So there you go. That was in the news. America.
I always have a hard time with that particular song because I always think of the middle as being way more crude than it actually is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really get confused whenever I'm singing it on my bicycle, but then I substitute all the American stuff with, like, radical queer things.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you often sing this on your bicycle?
I happen to like to sing this song
of you,
on my bicycle.
Of all people. Yeah, so
And it's usually actually just potatoes.
Just potatoes?
Yeah, so I go, potatoes! Fuck yeah!
That's wonderful. Well, you're cooking.
Lick on my tits, suck on my balls! I don't have any balls, but if I did...
I don't know. I have no comeback for that other than the Facebook phone.
Yes, that was the best segue.
If you had balls, you could share them with your Facebook friends with a new phone.
If I had friends.
The Facebook phone home, HTC's Facebook phone, this was leaked by someone called Android Police. I believe.
Is that like my relative?
Yeah.
Wow.
They basically got their hands on a spec.
Anything alike.
And what's funny about this is it appears to not be an April 1st joke, April Fool's joke. They're actually talking seriously. HTC's got this phone. The home Android screen would be replaced by your Facebook screen. And so at first I saw this, I'm like, oh God, no, please. Just the last place I want Facebook is on my phone. I mean, I have enough of that. I have the app. That's good enough. And they said that's targeted toward – they think it's maybe targeted more toward
– So they made it and they don't know what to do with it?
Well, it's not out yet. And Facebook has their big whatever confab, so it may be announced.
They have a con?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever developers –
I had no idea.
Yada yada, whatever.
Ew.
They do. You know, Facebook, they all have them.
I know,
Microsoft.
I've never done that because I never think about I don't like to think about the Facebook API, but anyway.
Yeah, something. I mean, they got something coming up, some announcement thing coming up or something. Yeah, so they're talking about having this phone maybe geared toward teenagers or less sophisticated users, maybe, but I don't know.
Actually,
you know?
They don't really use Facebook.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're all on Tumblr.
So how do you, I mean.
What do I think? It's like super, do I want to spy on you extra super duper hard? Sure, I'm going to use this special mobile phone, Facebook phone.
Exactly.
That spies on everything you do.
Well, one of the pictures they had was the, you know, the when you see.
I'm pretty sure it's going to call home like every 5 seconds, and so your battery life is going to die too.
Oh, I'm sure. But they had the thing where you see, like on Facebook, you see your people online. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one of the screenshots was, oh, so-and-so's nearby, so-and-so's nearby. You know, there's a lot of apps for that, and I've never done that before. I mean, I don't want to know that people are nearby.
Well, I mean,
that's like the ultra stalker. So, I mean, all of this stuff has turned us into ultra stalkers.
I know where you are right now.
Exactly. And that's already more than enough information you need to have. So I think that...
I even know what you're drinking.
Well, I think what we need to do is put a bag over your head, take you to a secret location to do this podcast.
Okay? Oh, I'll be beer tortured.
What about
OkCupid? Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
That's in our last segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about OkCupid next.
You can see who's around you.
Oh, no. Oh, she's talking about how our producers informed us that OkCupid is more like Grindr now.
Right.
Although I'm still sad that there's not like a Grindr for every like. Well, there is a lesbian Grindr, but it's not called Grindr. And I've heard lots of happy like dating stories from Grindr.
What is it called?
I don't know.
He asks
very confusedly.
Yeah.
If I knew what it was called, and I think it's I don't know even the things, all the details. I've heard tell.
Well, we could always take a break and come back and speculate on what the lesbian Grindr is called. But
Scissor? Sorry. That was terrible. I apologize.
Yeah, I was actually going to do... Where did we do... Oh, yeah. In other news, the big news today from another big tech giant, as you know, Google... they have a lot of April releases one in their release cycle.
I miss their old ones. Can we bring those back?
We probably can, actually. But this one is all the buzz with the success of Google Glass. This is really the next great big thing out there. If I can ever get YouTube to ever calm down with my mouse.
Calm down, YouTube!
You can search for... text across the internet, most of human knowledge, images, books, videos. But we'd realized there was an important part of the search experience that we'd overlooked.
Our task as designers is to get our users the information they're looking for as quickly and as beautifully as possible. But until now, we couldn't always give users what they're looking for, because sometimes they're not looking at all.
My wife and I have a puppy with so much energy that we walk her 5 times a day, and she sniffs around every nook and cranny. This is how she gets information about her world.
Photo, auditory, olfactory, sensory convergence is a phenomenon that's been promised in science fiction for decades.
We're excited to announce Google Nose Beta, our flagship olfactory knowledge feature enabling users to search for smells.
Our mobile aroma indexing program has been able to amass a 15 million centibyte database of smells from around the world.
With an elegant integration into our existing knowledge panels, the Google Nose Beta Smell button seamlessly connects scent to search.
By intersecting photons with infrasound waves, Google Nose Beta temporarily aligns molecules to emulate a particular scent.
In the fast-paced world that we live in, we don't always have time to stop and smell the roses. Now, with Google Nose Beta, the roses are just a click away.
All right, we're back after doing some more readjustment. So, time is running out here, and we're like got so many beers.
And yet taste. We've only gone through one. However, that was very delicious.
We're slackers. And we determined that was Olympia, not from Tumwater or whatever it used to be. It's PBR, which is Milwaukee, I think.
Yeah, but it's actually better than PBR, so...
Well, we'll see. We're going to see.
Oh, right.
So this now is Rainier Beer, and you got your glass there?
Oh.
Robin?
I do now.
And you said this was...
Yeah, this is from... now, make sure that you put the mouth part of the can onto the cup as opposed to on your pants. Rainier Beer is... Rainier Beer is from Irwindale, California, which is nowhere near Mount Rainier.
Exactly.
If I recall correctly.
One of these was Tumwater, Washington. I just remember that.
Washington.
I don't know where Tumwater
Washington,
is.
Actually.
Exactly. See? You do live here. Good for you.
I'm
this Denton, Texas crap.
I'm becoming
Texas.
Native.
I know. If you said Washington. I can't even say it. Okay. It's got that American lager smell that I think all of these beers will have because they're all brewed in one place.
It's a little bit spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I mean spice, not in the, it's slightly prickly, I suppose.
A little more so than the Olympia.
It's very soda-like.
But this is a very subtle tasting because...
Oh, wait, is it soda or pop here?
It is pop.
Pop. It's very pop-like.
Pop music. Pop. Sorry.
So I'm working on the blending in with the natives.
Yeah, it's a little bit kind of maybe fizzier or lightier, but not much though. This is really
subtle. It has that nice tablet aftertaste.
Mm.
Chalky.
You liked Olympia better.
I do.
So did I. Okay, so. As we're drinking this up and getting ready to...
But this one has better advertising.
Are we going to do the... Yes, it did. One of my... In addition to the motorcycle, one of the favorite ads was hunting down the wild reindeer in the forest.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, you can see these all on YouTube.
No. I mean, I've seen the posters when I went to Seattle. Mm. They still have have you seen this?
Classic advertising. Classic, crazy, Northwest... I mean, I think they had Sasquatch in their advertising.
Oh, no, just a giant can or a giant bottle of Rainier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Actually, it was a couple. It was like people in tights.
Okay.
Wearing a bottle, you know, as dressed up like a bottle, running around in the forest, and a guy with a giant can, a giant bottle opener running after them, hunting them down. It's like, oh, we see them, like, with binoculars. It's like, there they are, let's go, you know? And they're like, it's insane.
Very Northwest.
So so you were talking about watching TV on the web, and I watched that House of Cards, which I think we talked about a few weeks ago, which is a Netflix-only produced show. And Netflix has a lot of new stuff that they released today, too. First day in April is a big release day for these people. Netflix has come up with some new categories on their website. We were looking here at Netflix... one of their new most popular categories is movies that are in English but still require subtitles. Trainspotting is on here. In the Name of the Father, Daniel Day-Lewis. A movie, I'm not sure what that is, Sunday. I think that's Russell Crowe. Snatch.
I love when I get into those movies that are set in Ireland and I can get into it, but it takes me a while. Although the Scottish accent I understand better for some reason.
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis, guess what I watched last night?
What?
Academy Award-winning film, Abraham Lincoln.
He's not Scottish.
No, he was Lincoln.
I know, I am.
And he won the Academy Award. You're Lincoln?
No, I'm Scottish.
Oh. You lost me.
I happen to also be Lincoln.
But, yeah, you are Lincoln. No, he was good. He was good. He won the Academy Award. The movie? I don't know. Let's just say, as much as I love history, I love history, studied history, loved it. Let's just say, basing a movie on a Doris Kearns Goodwin book about Abraham Lincoln, maybe not so much.
No.
I mean, it was sort of like, ooh, here comes the action-packed scene where Tommy Lee Jones walks in the aisle, walks down the aisle of Congress. You know, that's exciting. I mean, it, you know.
There's only so much that... Oh!
Needed more Civil War scenes, I think.
Oh, you know what? It could have been shot on the iPhone.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, there was a Korean movie that was shot on the exclusively on an iPhone 4s.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
I think Park Chan-wook.
Hmm. I don't know it. I have to check it out.
Or that's the name of the director.
Is it on Netflix?
You know, I have no
idea.
Is it
under the category of Korean movies shot on the iPhone 4?
I'm sure if you Google that phrase, it will come
it
up.
It might be up there. We have reality TV about people with no concept of reality.
Okay.
Laguna Beach and all that, which I think is the definition of that. This one I don't get. Surreal ballets based on a William Shatner album. Called Gonzo. Apparently, it's Gonzo Ballet, and that's all just Gonzo Ballet.
I want to see
that one.
I want to see the movie.
Yeah, my favorite one is movies starring Estelle Getty and some other guy, and it's all one movie in that category. And Estelle Getty's like she's got like a 44 Magnum that she's pointing, and the other guy's got like a 38 snub nose. I kind of want to see that movie.
Oh, you know, there is a similar movie in that vein. It stars Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's so adorable. Oh, no. Maybe. I don't think it stars him. Never mind. He wrote it. He wrote the movie. Somebody else stars in it. So it's... I'm sorry. I got mixed up for a second.
Daniel Day-Lewis, will you read for this Bobcat Goldthwait part? Yes, I want to get into the character. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm ready. Okay. First, my character says... you know, I don't know. Oh, very, very good. Mr. Day-Lewis, very, very good. We'll call you. Next, William Shatner, would you come in and... I don't know why. Look like a guy from the 80s, right?
Right, right. But the great thing
Somebody
about this movie...
lexicon decoder for this
maybe
show.
Maybe it's American Dreams or something. No. American Dreams was terrible. No,
this podcast would have been great in like 1995, right?
Well, I don't know. I do remember the 90s. They were not... Ask Dr. Stahl. We should cut away to a bit where Dr. Stahl is in a bathtub, much like Stimpy is on Ren and Stimpy.
Jeez.
If we're going to go 90s.
I think they already do that on Anarchy Radio. When
so
he calls
that's
in.
Why there's been water in here.
Mm-hmm. Movies and TV shows about seriously pissed off wives. Well, there you go. And there's several there. She-Devil, Sister and Wives, Henry VIII. Yeah. So, and the one that you liked, and this was one that everyone saw today in the news. Movies featuring an epic Nicolas Cage meltdown, which pretty much is, I think, every Nicolas Cage movie that's out there.
Cage playing Nicolas Cage.
Exactly.
Playing Nicolas Cage.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Do you think he can play himself playing
Netflix,
himself?
Netflix categories, lots of fun. And let's do the next beer.
The next beer?
The next beer!
I'm telling you, this movie is
annoying.
Great. If only I could remember the name of it or who was in it. But it was amazing.
Daniel Day-Lewis. He was nominated for an Academy Award.
Sorry. The next beer, if I can figure out how to do this beer exchange,
okay.
The beer exchange program is Hams.
Can you read the label for me? I can't.
Using my young person eyeballs, it says American
yes.
Classic, America's classic premium beer.
Uh-huh.
Born in the land of sky blue waters.
Sky blue waters.
Oh, that's
born in the land of sky.
Hams Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
That's actually
sky blue water. Oh my, is that a thing?
Yes.
Did I stumble upon a thing? Our producer here has informed us that we have stumbled upon a thing.
Sky blue water.
There's the ham. Sky blue water. You want to go ahead and...
Sure. Oh, I don't know why I'm just handing this to you.
It's okay.
I'm afraid you're going to spill
it
on yourself again.
I'll pour the beer and cue the YouTube at the same time. No, I've got it right here for you.
I was going to look up what the name of the film was. It's going to bother me now.
This is all we need.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
Incorporated.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, art's contribution to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Laverne and Shirley Show.
Really?
Yes, Laverne and Shirley worked in a brewery in Milwaukee and were often visited by their sometimes boyfriends in their apartment, Lenny and Squeaky.
Aww.
This is when TV theme shows songs were great.
I think that's when they kept trying. Because the idea was that it was supposed to be catchy. And I think they gave up on jingles after... Maybe jingles actually hit the chart.
You know what? I'll have to do another one. I did a whole TV theme show. Jingles. I have a CD. They're so good. The ones from the 70s.
You'll have to insert the Doraemon theme song.
The Doraemon?
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Ham's Brewery. Ham's Beer, brought to you by Laverne and Shirley. Okay, so... Yeah, it's a progression, isn't it?
It's like a progression into water.
Mm-hmm. Almost a little more chemically. Chemical.
Yeah, chemical-y. It's starting to taste more chlorinated.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Olympia, it's the water.
Oh, okay.
So, apparently, Hams, it's not the water.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's starting to actually...
Sky Blue Waters.
Well, they did say Sky Blue Waters, but I don't know if I take that seriously.
We have PBR coming up next.
Oh, Lord. I think that the taste of Hams is actually starting to taste match the taste of the Pringles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're having like a pringularity.
Pringles and
Hams.
Pringles and.
However, I have been dipping the pretzels into the beer, which is not too bad. But I really, you know what?
That's a good idea.
I really like at Star Bar. They have like pretzels, and there's not that many. Well, Fressen, they have the pretzel buns, which are even better. But I don't even know where Fressen is. Fressen Bakery.
I don't like this. I do not like Hams.
It's kind of not very good.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It tastes better with orange juice, by the way.
Processed and chemically. Chemically.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it with the Pringles. However, good news is I found the name of the movie. It's called God Bless America.
God Bless America.
It is a fantastic movie. It stars an old man, Joel Murray, and a young woman, Tara Lynn Barr. And the girl, she doesn't want to be in school anymore. She hates everybody. Very angsty teenager. She meets up with this very, this middle-aged guy who's sort of, he's done with everything. You know, he ran away from his wife. He can't deal with being in office. Oh, that's right. He got divorced. Or he was divorced. He can't deal with his stupid office job anymore.
They start podcasting. They name the show Afternoon Tea at the Aquarium.
Well,
it's kind of
so
a pathetic
they go,
story.
Except they go on a shooting spree.
Well, that's next, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very delightful. They only shoot people that they feel are
deserve
complete,
it.
Yeah, no, are completely morally bankrupt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So eventually they go and they end up, well, I won't give away the story, but it's a good movie. It's written by Bobcat Goldthwait. He's not actually in it.
Why you shoot me?
And actually,
you're annoying.
There was an amazing piece by Bobcat Gold. Well, actually, somebody interviewed him in the magazine The Believer.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the iPhone movie.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is
the
his
Bobcat
movie. The Bobcat movie. This is, I mean, it's fantastic. His writing is great. It's very genuine. Hmm. You know, it's genuine in a very, because it's totally,
yeah.
It could never happen, but yet you feel, you've suspended your disbelief at the beginning.
Right.
Because it feels real, but it's not real.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's always good.
He has a very nice, genuine writing style.
I'm kind of I've been disappointed in the new movies I've seen lately.
I would watch this one.
I saw Argo. I saw Flight, which I really had a lot of because I liked Denzel Washington. And he was good in it. And John Goodman. And John Goodman was in Argo. John Goodman's in everything. I think John Goodman was in Lincoln. I think he was Lincoln, actually. I think it was like just standing. It was like, God, Lincoln was tall for a minute there. But now it's like, John, Honest Abe Lincoln, that's me. You know, it's like, it's John Goodman.
I can only picture him
as... He was Mary Lincoln, actually. Stand in for Sally Field.
As his... A character in Roseanne.
No. True Stories was his big debut. The David Byrne directed movie.
Ooh.
Talking Heads movie. True Stories. That's a good one.
I never saw that one. Is that one? Yeah. Is that the weird one with the...
stars John Goodman. He's very good.
It's got that weird thing in the middle with the fashion show in the middle of the mall.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
I saw that at Pix. Pix Patisserie.
What? Okay, so as we're opening the next beer, which will be
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay,
classic Portland, though it's from Milwaukee.
Now we're going into summer movie season. Obviously, what are you excited about? Are you excited about anything you see? Any Hollywood thing?
Well, you know, I'm kind of hoping that I'll actually go through my Evangelion marathon. Soon enough to... Oh, I have to finish this because it's disgusting, but...
Ugh, I know. We should have done the spit bucket.
It's okay. So I'm kind of hoping to see another Evangelion. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's actually coming out to theaters again because I missed it the last time it was here at Living Room Theaters. I am sorely disappointed. But... I have a weird renewed appreciation for the Evangelion franchise. To fill in our readers who are not as nerdy as I am, Neon Genesis Evangelion, as it's known in the United States, is a movie about... it's a post-apocalyptic movie about young children who are forced to man giant robots to save the Earth from invaders, except later on, due to budget constraints in the actual production of the movie, it turns into a psychological horror film.
Oh. So it's kind of sci-fi, kind of psychological.
Yes.
Kind of. Oh, cool.
Yeah. It has weird Christian overtones that don't actually correlate to Christianity. There's a lot of interesting cabal stuff in it. That doesn't... It's mostly for show, but then there's also the weird psychological drama.
I've been kind of out of movies for a long time, so I'm kind of like, I don't know these.
So,
you're talking about...
No, I grew up on this one. The animated show was a huge hit in Japan in the mid-90s. Yeah. And it was translated for the U.S., and that was like one of the... I don't know. I saw it in high school with all my friends. We were like, yay! It's a giant robot thing! Oh, yeah. My God! And then we, like, cried for days. All together, though, so it was good.
So speaking of post-apocalypse, what do you think of the Pabst?
God, I hate Pabst.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot that, like, the only way... Okay, so my friends used to make fun of me for this, but I would put salt in Pabst because it was the only way to make it drinkable.
Yeah. It's... I would characterize the Pabst, and we are definitely going through kind of a... I think the tasting is not... It's pretty well laid out. The Pabst, I think... now has unabashedly gone to the processed. This is a Milwaukee American processed beer. This is not the beer you're gonna put on your suit. And you're not gonna do the James Bond thing in the tuxedo with this beer. You're gonna be sitting in front of the TV with the wife beater.
I'm gonna sit in my underwear, put my hand in my crotch, watch some football.
I'm dipping my Pringle in it.
Yeah. Unlike the Hams, it's interesting because I think the Hams was kind of on the fence a little bit. It's still kind of like trying to be it from the Sky Blue Waters, but they're also kind of like from the, you know, the middle of downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This one's more like, no. This is PBR, baby, right here in Milwaukee.
I know all of you have been fixing your cars and dumping the oil into our stream.
Right.
Now you can enjoy the fresh taste of oil in your backyard as you're grilling.
The one thing I have to say is the after...
It has zero aftertaste.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for these kind of beers because I think as we get to the king of beers... Yeah.
I do feel a distinct after-stomach feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That nice gnawing.
That's because we're going to be filling you up with chemicals and sending you home, and you're just going to have a tummy ache.
I know. I just feel that nice, like, oh, my stomach wants to kill me.
Don, can you make me some chicken soup, please?
Wee, wee, wee. Wee, 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 wee.
So that movie, any blockbuster, anything coming out? You said post-apocalyptic.
I love post-apocalyptic movies. I love dystopias.
And one thing you told me is you said, when we talked about The Hobbit, you said we both saw The Hobbit.
Right.
Surprisingly. And you said about the previews, they were all post-apocalyptic previews. And I agreed because I saw.
Well, I think I said that they were all dystopian. Although I think they were both.
Yeah, you're
dystopian.
Right. You're a dystopian.
Right. But yeah. I think they were also.
You're right.
Yeah.
Same, I mean.
Well, no, I think there's this distinction, but the distinction is very subtle at this point because they were all very dark.
Technically, Star Trek is post-apocalyptic because supposedly in the, Star Trek.
But it felt so.
Star Trek canon is we had the apocalypse before we had Starfleet and the Federation.
But Star Trek is generally more upbeat.
Yeah.
As far as dystopian goes.
But the new Star Trek, humanity, all that stuff. And I'm kind of a little scared. I actually rewatched the 2009 J.J. Abrams, which was good. It was fun. It had a lot of good stuff going on there. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of fans, a lot of new fans dug it, And I was old fan. I enjoyed it. And so did the dog.
The dog is feeling a little bit like, my God.
We have lots of producers in here, including K-9 producers. But by the way, Inquire, House of Sound, dog sitting anytime. so the Star Trek thing is like real dark. And then there's these other movies. And I've been catching up on the new movies, and I just haven't been all that impressed. So, haven't seen anything I liked so far. I mean, like I said, Lincoln, I had high hopes, Academy Awards. The one I am interested in, now I'm belching because I'm drinking all this
I know, but Pabst, I think, makes you more burpy.
Yes, I just started burping with the Pabst. So, no need to get out the beer, Jay, trust me.
We have a beer sample.
Spring Breakers. I want to see Spring Breakers.
Is it so you can monitor it for your child?
No. Oh, God, no. So this is, Selena Gomez.
See, that's why I said, do you want it to monitor
it? No.
Is this her first grown-up role?
It's her first grown-up role.
She's a grown-up now.
The return of everyone hates him, but I love him. Harmony Korine, director-writer Harmony Korine.
I have no idea.
He is going to mess up Spring Break for you.
Oh, so that means I don't even have to have a spring break. I just watch one?
Yeah, and then just go, wow, that's some screwed up stuff. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, I'm not really feeling that one. However.
But anyway, I'm excited about it.
So I.
Spring Breakers, sex, drugs, all sorts of bad things, drug dealers, I think murder, Harmony Korine. He's going to make Spring Break dark and ruin it for all of you, like he ruined the South and Kentucky for Gummo. But. It was a documentary, so who knows?
Right.
Sort of.
So I'm going to kick myself if I don't catch Beast of the Southern Wild while it's not still in its afterlife.
We got lots of exciting things going on in here.
So I'm still kind of sad that I haven't actually seen that movie because I was really excited to see it, but I'm not good at remembering to go to the movie theater.
Right.
I'm actually terrible at it.
Yeah. Me too. But I'm just...
Well, I bicycle past all of the movie theaters thinking, oh, yeah, I should totally go do that one day when I don't have a bajillion things
Miller's
to do.
The Miller's greasy. The one I haven't seen that's out right now is the new Wizard of Oz or Oz Wizard or whatever that thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I trashed that one already with my friend because I was like, well, why would you need to remake The Wiz?
Right. Exactly. The Wiz. Like, you're talking the musical with the... With Michael Jackson.
Yes. And, yeah. That's
are you ready
I'm saying.
For this?
Ugh.
Okay, Miller High Life. We're actually on this schedule. We're looking at the time, and now we're slamming beers because we're like,
and that means that there's a specific song that I gotta queue up.
Okay, do it.
Okay, but I don't want to. This is why I'm gonna have the keyboard. That's
crap! Huge head on that too.
Oh, Lord.
I mean we're actually being careful and trying to pour these out, and yeah, Miller's. That's, I don't know, when you have a head like that on an American beer, All right, here we go. Well, yeah, it's definitely we're Miller High Life.
Wow, that just, it's like it goes from like drinkable to horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And how to go from drinkable to horrible in five easy steps.
How can you say that? This is champagne and beers. I imagine this is Milwaukee, Wisconsin as well.
Well, I don't know where InBev keeps its... No, Miller is not owned by InBev, are they?
They're owned by Stroh's or who knows? They're all... Oh, God.
Well, it's union made.
Well, that's
good. So that's a plus for them.
And I'm done with that. So I'll tell you what.
Recyclable aluminum...
Why don't we take a music break, readjust our stomachs, and we'll do our last two major beers, Coors Light and the King of Beers, Bud, and then we'll come back and we'll decide what we liked best.
Oh, God.
I know.
This song is dedicated to all you modern-day troubadours out there, and I think I know who you are. I gotta get a job, but got to get some pay. My son's gotta go to art school. He's leaving in 3 days. And the TV is in his...
Well, that was a nice interlude. What was that?
That was Alienations for the Rich by They Might Be Giants from their first album.
Oh, cool. I don't know that. I'm not familiar with that.
I also love to sing this song while I'm on my bicycle. I'm sure people around town have heard me going, but I can't do a very good Flansburg here.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm drinking and driving before my, and, you know, I'm usually sober at that point, but.
Right.
I also like to sing it while, oh, wait, I can't admit that. Oh, I bicycle.
Oh, bicycling, yeah.
Yeah, because you will get a Dewey in this town.
Yeah, and, you should.
What, because I'm going to injure myself?
We got two more beers to go.
Oh, Lord.
We're just trying to... I know we're on such a tight schedule.
I don't think I can take any more horrible...
Should we do the Coors Light next?
I just want to save the King of Beers? I just want to finish the Olympia.
Yeah, well, look, we got it. We got to do these. We're doing this for... It's not about us. It's for them. It's for the people. This is what
we do
to sacrifice.
How did they know?
They don't care.
That's true. I almost want to put my elbow in this.
Hey, can you hand me the Coors Light? Coors Light. Let's do Coors. Don't you think Coors Light and then?
Yeah, but does it have? Oh wait, no. But see, the thing with Budweiser, they have really good.
I'm watching this mic getting ready to roll off and smash onto your laptop.
They have really good advertising in Spanish.
Which one?
Oh, Budweiser.
Well, I'm sure Budweiser has good advertising in like 15 different languages. I'm sure the Mandarin Budweiser commercial is actually probably good. Actually, it's probably just like
Budweiser is very popular in Korea.
No. Here's the Mandarin Budweiser commercial.
Okay.
What's up?
I was thinking of the Spanish language one, which is like Este bud es para ti. Oh wait! Except I haven't.
Are you gonna do this?
I have a lisp.
Are you done?
I can't even. I didn't even finish whatever the hell this was.
Do you want to just?
No.
Okay.
Cheers.
No. I mean, just. Do you want to?
Should I chug it for the home audience?
Yes. You should chug
okay,
it.
Okay. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do it.
You had a long weekend of moving.
I did. I had an art show.
Yes. Which we barely have time to talk about.
We have 10 minutes to talk about my art show.
Oh, my.
Which was, I don't think, no,
no,
dude.
Go ahead. No.
Nope. Nah, dude.
You got two more.
All right. I'll take a little bit. I'll mix it.
I just realized I tasted an American. Oh, my God, you still have stuff in here. What? We need an extra cup is what we need.
No, do we have an extra cup?
Oh, you're going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
I just realized I used nerdy humor.
My esophagus, the
official last words of James T. Kirk before he died, oh my, in tasting a beer. Yes, Star Trek nerds, who I hope there are a few that listen to this show.
I hear there might be one.
I hope so. Okay, taste this. This is Coors Light. Where is this? Is this still Colorado? Can you look at that? Read that, please?
Yes.
This is the Silver Bullet.
2012 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, so still in Colorado. And you know what?
Well, they have an office there. I can't imagine that they do much.
It's Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing.
It's actually more drinkable than Pabst.
Yep. And Miller.
Oh Lord. Okay.
That's the thing.
Home audience, did you know you can drink Coors Light? I don't recommend it, but if you have the choice between Pabst, Miller, and Coors Light,
yeah,
you can actually drink it.
Yeah, I think the three most popular beers, and
I'm
I haven't looked this up in a long time.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to die.
Coors Light, Budweiser, and Miller, I think, are the three top beers. And we got to get ready to do Budweiser. You know, I was in Seattle a couple weeks ago.
Yes, how was your Seattle trip?
It was great, and it was last weekend on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in Seattle, and so I was we were talking about it when we came back to Portland, and I said, that's what I said. You know what? I didn't go see Jimi Hendrix. I didn't see his memorial, his grave, his statue. That's the one thing I've never. I love Hendrix.
I did that by accident.
I love Jimi Hendrix. I saw this. The reason I thought of it is I had got some Jimi Hendrix on iTunes, and a video came down on my laptop about the making of Electric Ladyland, and they're in the record plant with all the tracks, and they're bringing up like Mitch Mitchell and stuff. It's a great little video, and I'm like, I didn't see Jimi Hendrix. I wanted to see Jimi Hendrix. So there's like a little statue, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I know that one. That's near a Walgreens.
I've never seen it. It's like this
it's
tiny
near
statue.
A Walgreens.
But then I realized, you know what the problem is?
What?
Seattle, the Emerald City, is the gateway to the West, right? The Puget Sound and all that.
Is it?
Like New York is, you know, you have like the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Paul Allen, take the rest of his money and build a giant herkin frickin' statue of Jimi Hendrix, looking out on the Puget Sound, welcoming the ships, the trolleys, right? The giant, make it as big as the Space Needle. Make it like the size of the Statue of Liberty. In one hand, a flaming guitar. In the other hand, he's holding out his hand to the Puget Sound going, come with me, baby. Are you experienced? You know what I mean?
Well, if
wouldn't that be awesome?
If you're not experienced, you will be.
Mercer Island or somewhere, just like this giant Jimi Hendrix. Like, you know, you're coming in from the trolley from like Vancouver Island or Victoria's, like, and there's big giant Jimi Hendrix. Is like,
actually, that would be kind of awesome.
Yeah, exactly. When I started thinking about this,
now I'm picturing myself in a ferry. And
exactly.
It's all good, and then I start to feel a little bit of experience between my loins.
Talk about that. I'm in America now.
Wait.
The Statue of Liberty crap with the flaming church. This is a guy with a flaming guitar.
We're like circling back to America.
I
feel like I don't have enough patriotic music to really.
Well, I should have queued up like one of the. I was going to queue up like Jimi Hendrix, but that was in the.
Right.
Planning that we didn't do for the show.
Exactly. You know what the sad thing is, too, is that I've realized that most of my CDs that I have moved are not ripped onto this hard drive.
Kind of a, unlike, what was the one that we had that didn't have the aftertaste? It was the PBR, right?
No, PBR lacked an aftertaste.
Miller and Coors Light, you start getting this little, kind of.
Like you're eating peanut butter.
King of Bears.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we gotta go.
We got, okay.
DJ Highway 7 is
spinning. Oh, that's such a beautiful
ghost,
vinyl.
I think the ghost train is out tonight. I think the ghost train, oh, nope, he's not out. Oh, okay. Ghost train has an art show tonight.
Yeah, ooh.
It's at 8:00.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I just...
Wow, okay. it's like we all have art shows. Oh, I'm not even done with this.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to pour up the Budweiser, and we're going to talk about your art show.
My art show this weekend was at Bar Camp.
That's right.
My piece was successfully finished the night before.
And what was it?
It's called An Afternoon in 64 Colors. Awesome. It is totally not what I told them that it was going to be, because I'm not really good. I'm really good at making art. And then it just kind of ends up being something. And I'm not good at telling people what it's going to be beforehand, because I'm not one of those people that just has a lot of art.
Isn't that the spirit of a true artist, though?
Right, except you know, promoters really like to have promotional material beforehand, and I never know what to tell them.
Yeah, but if you
so
start...
So it has to be... Well, I try to be vague, and I never come out to be... Even my vagaries are too specific. So I ended up with this really cute Nintendo piece that kept crashing because I was able to find how to crash a Nintendo 60... Or a Nintendo Entertainment System from the 80s. I was able to figure out how to crash that. And it was a cute little piece. It had sprites of... At first, it was going to be just generic sprites, but then when I was working on them, I was like, oh, this looks like my girlfriend from college. And then... I felt this moment of nostalgia. So I just made it look like me and my girlfriend from college, and we were dancing around.
Oh. Nintendo sprites.
Little Nintendo sprites dancing around with like a little star thing that was like, you know, because it was sparkly and happy. It was a good prom.
I'm going to cry in my beer now. My Budweiser beer.
A tear in my beer?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
We should have done an all country music show.
You know, I actually don't have that much country music. I've now recovered from having been, well, okay, so my cousin, her father was a manager of a country station. I'm afraid to drink this.
Go for it. It's smoother than I remember it. It's not great. It
has a weird aftertaste.
Yeah, that's always the problem with these beers, is that weird aftertaste.
I want to play this song instead.
Okay.
Can I play this song?
Yes. Go for it.
As it turns out...
The name is Ray, computer programmer, no more. Soon to be devoured by vicious carnivores. I tried to reboot the system, but the situation caused my death. Bad wisdom. Well, I survived this, cast your bets. But if you're asking me, I'll be dying with my cigarette. I never had a wife. I made computers my life. They're gonna eat up all of me. They're gonna eat up all of me and leave just my arm. Now that I have your attention, I should mention these rhymes are code from another dimension. Oh. It's where I belong, far away from this place. The internet was my saving grace. And do I feel ashamed that I should be ravaged and maimed by these creatures untamed? Nah, man, what a way to go. Up all of me, they're gonna eat up all of me and leave just my arm. Whoa, 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 whoa.
This paradise.
All right. We're just show noting here. Okay, so the Budweiser, your notes.
Disgusting.
Really? Yeah.
Well, it's mostly the weird aftertaste.
And that's what I remember. That's what I remember. It's Aww. Not as it's not.
It's
quite...
like strawberries and crap.
Well, there is that. It's not quite as bad, and I know they've reformulated it over the years. It's not as quite as bad as I remember it. Because oh boy. Because, you know, the stuff comes up worse than it goes down, believe me.
I bet. Yeah. So, let's sign off really quick. I'm Robin Police.
I'm Doc Normal. Are you going to have a little more Oli?
Probably, but I haven't finished this one. This has been Afternoon Tea at the Aquarium. Stay tuned for DJ Highway 7.
And our vote for the best beer?
Olympia.
Go with the Olympia. Woo! Woohoo!
On the ankles and feet, I am descendants of the builders of your streets.
Black people,
tenders to your cotton money.